This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Writing about war experiences and then sharing your work in a group setting can help heal psychological wounds. That's what National Book Award winner Maxine Hong Kingston discovered when she brought together a group of veterans years ago. She's edited and published a collection of their writings called Veterans of War, Veterans of Peace. NPR's John McChesney has the story.
At a small church in Berkeley, the group's percussionists warm up the audience for a public reading. Bob Jost, a tall, lanky, stoop man with salt and pepper hair, takes the stage to read one of his poems, On Point, about a man who takes the lead position on a reconnaissance patrol in Vietnam. The soldier no longer feels much and doesn't care if he's killed.
On point, he can feel. Fear and the threat of death exhilarate him. He's been scarred and scared and numb for months, but on point he can really feel. There's people behind him who depend on him, and he's good, and he cares, though he doesn't know them well. He guesses it's love and walks out on that narrow road, and he's alive for one more night.
Jost was in the infantry in Vietnam's Mekong Delta. When he came home, he buried himself in work to forget what he'd seen.
It took me over 20 years to come to the point of pain where I needed to really do something about it.
He's been in Kingston's group for several years now.
Writing is a healing, part of the healing process for me. And I hope a place where I can share with other people and help them to come to the realization that speaking about what they do, writing about what their experience was, can help them to come to a point of healing.
Sean McLean Brown was a Marine in the first Gulf War. Here he reads from his prose poem, Spindrift. It's about a soldier named Garrett cleaning a rifle, in which the gun nearly becomes a character.
Firing any distance greater than 500 yards required compensation for the force of gravity on a spinning bullet, known as spindrift. But Garrett wouldn't need to compensate, not at this range.
As the poem progresses, we begin to realize this is a meditation on suicide.
The bore was clear and clean. He reassembled the rifle, pulled back the charging handle and bolt, and released. The bullet shot forward in the chamber. The action was smooth.
Then Garrett reflects back on a time when he and his father tracked a fox through the snow to her den.
His father gave the order. Garrett raised the rifle, and the last thing he remembered after he squeezed the trigger was the fox's clear yellow eyes looking at him. She never blinked.
Brown says the piece is based partly on his personal experience.
I witnessed a fellow Marine in the Gulf commit suicide.
Brown says he was severely depressed and thought he might harm himself. He wrote to Maxine Hong Kingston after hearing about her work with veterans, and she invited him to join the group.
And I came, and that was just the best thing that ever happened to me.
Brown says the group literally saved his life. Maxine Hong Kingston's two brothers served in Vietnam. She says that war had a profound effect on her life. And then her house burned down in the big Oakland fire of 1991, incinerating a nearly finished manuscript. It was a warlike experience, she says, and her flow of words stopped. Then she met a Buddhist monk who was holding reconciliation sessions between veterans from both sides of the Vietnamese War and was inspired to start her own group.
What I wanted was a community of writers around me, and they would be people who had been through war. And so then we were all writing our war stories with a hope that one could go through war and arrive at peace.
Since its founding, over 500 writers have participated. Kingston has made Buddhist meditation part of the group's exercises. Some veterans become angry when they first join because of what they perceive as pacifist attitudes.
There's an explosion that happens. The person shouts and acts out and argues with people and swears and then leaves the room, say goodbye, I'm out of here.
But they almost always come back, Kingston says.
When I first heard about Maxine's group, I was very skeptical of these programs, not in their worth, but that anyone really would even show up.
Andrew Carroll edited Operation Homecoming, an anthology of letters and journals by veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The National Endowment for the Arts funded writers to hold writing workshops at military installations. Carroll ran a workshop at Fort Bragg, and he was astounded when 150 troops showed up.
I think there's no question we need these sorts of creating writing workshops going on all across the country. Nothing struck me more in talking with the troops at Fort Bragg when I asked them, why are you all here at this workshop? Is along with the fact they found it cathartic, so many of them said, I want the next guy to understand what I went through so that he or she won't feel that they're alone.
Andrew Carroll is hopeful that more groups like Maxine Hong Kingston's will find the money, energy, and talent to come together in the near future. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.